First, earlier this month, the department store JCPenney filed for bankruptcy and announced plans to close many stores. It's a story we've heard a lot from big retail chains in the last few years as the retail environment changes. As stores like JCPenney close down, that leads to a big hit for shopping malls. According to Green Street Advisors, department store chains account for 30% of total mall square footage in the U.S., 10% coming just from Sears and JCPenney. Jerry O'Brien is executive director of the Kohl's Center for Retailing at UW-Madison. Jerry, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks for the invitation, Rob.
Well, we've been hearing in a lot of years, chains like JCPenney have been struggling, facing a lot of difficulty. How much has the novel coronavirus outbreak accelerated problems for stores like Penny's?
Well, I think dramatically. Certainly, when you are primarily dependent on physical store foot traffic to make your profit, and the malls around the country closed for a length of time, it's going to hit you hard, and it certainly hit JCPenney hard.
Now, before we get into the mall, can you talk about some of the reasons that a store like Penny's, a chain like Penny's, might have been struggling, you know, even without the pandemic?
Well, I think it's all about being relevant to the current customer. So primarily places like JCPenney have had a hard time attracting the younger, the Gen Y customer, the millennial customer, and younger, so that basically a lot of their shoppers are aging out of their high spending time of life. So it's been difficult for them to attract new customers to be the store of choice.
Now, we've got a lot of these stores closing. Can you talk about the impact of these, what we used to call anyway, anchor stores? They don't seem to be anchoring so much anymore. How does that end up affecting the malls around the country?
I actually think malls are probably better prepared this time than they would have been a few years ago. To your point, malls were designed around these anchor stores. However, this trend has been going on for a while, so malls have seen that they needed other ways to draw traffic. But the bottom line is many of these malls count on a store like JCPenney to drive the majority of the traffic, and then the smaller, the boutique stores that are within the mall count on those people then shopping beyond the JCPenney and the other department stores in the mall. But there has been an adjustment going on for quite a while. So I don't think this will hit malls as hard as a few years ago. The waves began to hit malls very hard.
Yeah. How are malls changing their approach to the difficulties of bringing people into a physical space when they have online options?
Well, I think the good news for the customer is that there's a lot of creativity. You know, how can I surprise and delight you so that I can get you out of your easy chair, off your phone or your pad, and actually come out and see me? So you're seeing malls become more lifestyle events where there's a lot more restaurants, a lot more entertainment type options. You're seeing other types of stores beyond department stores become the exciting draw of a store. So the Apple store is very popular with malls. They draw a ton of people. So technology, entertainment, adding other variety of things that people want to spend their time on to have some experience.
That said, if I own a bunch of mall real estate, a store closing the size of Penny's leaves a lot of blank space and doesn't seem, I mean, to a layperson like me, it doesn't seem like very versatile space. I can't just plop a small store into a big footprint.
That's actually quite true. I think you will see the malls that are strong enough to have the support they probably use this as an opportunity to do some of the remodeling along the lines that we just discussed, to take that space, repurpose it, to try to allow some new entertainment venues in, but also kind of tying it to the coronavirus, you may see the fact that some of these very small boutiques are too crowded to allow what might be the new way of shopping, that you need more space. So malls may need the space to spread out, which might mitigate it to some degree, but it's certainly a huge profit drop for the malls, yes.
Talking to Jerry O'Brien, Executive Director of the Kohl's Center for Retailing and the School of Human Ecology at UW-Madison, talking about JCPenney filing for bankruptcy, announcing plans to close a lot of stores, what that means for malls and the way we shop in general. Jerry, how much of the story of these retail chains struggling is competition from online sources versus competition, say, from the more successful big box retailers, the Walmarts and Targets of the world?
Well, I think there's probably a nice mix there. The online sales have been growing dramatically for years, but they still, 60 to 80% of sales are still done physically. Kind of depends on what you include in the basket. The coronavirus pushed that off the charts. So online sales have grown 24-35%, depending again on what numbers you look at. So they've tripped it. At the same time, we saw big box stores like Target and Walmart actually benefited, primarily because they had food in their mix. They were allowed to stay open, and people saw them as a place to go and take care of their essential shopping, where a lot of stores in your mall would be difficult to list as essential.
I've seen some people point the fingers, at least in some cases, of these retail chains struggling at various kinds of investment firms, putting money into them, buying them, but then kind of stripping them, getting money out of them, and leaving them saddled with debt. Is that a part of the story for at least some of these chains?
For some of the chains, it certainly is. I think we may have seen some of that in Wisconsin with Shopko. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to say that's the whole story, but they certainly was. We saw Toys R Us a few years ago, who by on a lot of their sales certainly looked like they should have been able to be successful, but there's some things to look at there. I'm not a finance expert, but there certainly does look to be that would be a factor in a guess.
And of course, something I don't want to overlook here is that these are people losing jobs in an already tough economy as stores are shut down. Is this a case in retail where when one chain closes down or cuts back, another one is filling the gap for those jobs, or are a lot of people going to have a tough time finding a job if they want to stay in the retail sector?
I would say we're in an evolution right now in that some of those jobs may not be similar to what they are, so they might be more supply chain based, as some of those sales don't go to what we would typically think of as a retail chain, but more to an online event. So the warehousing, the delivery jobs, the packaging jobs, that might be what comes to fill the gap. And it won't be as necessarily as easy as perhaps it was in the past when one store went out of business, somebody else took those sales. I think the way the sales are going to be taken up now will vary and won't be quite so direct.
Now we see Penny's again filing for bankruptcy. Bankruptcy doesn't mean, though, that something is over. I know in American history we've seen companies bounce back after a bankruptcy filing. Do we have that in the retail sector, though, where they can go bankrupt, clean things up, and come back newer and maybe better?
Well, I think the only thing I can say about that is certainly the intention. They're filing for bankruptcy in order to reorganize their finances, to get some relief from some of their debtors, in the hopes of saving the company. Having said that, there will be less opportunity for them to keep some of the underperforming stores, which is why you're seeing the list closing. So they're going to have to be leaner. They're going to have to be more efficient. But obviously the goal here is to come out of this and still be a profitable company.
Well, I want to get your thoughts on a possible future here. You mentioned that, and I've talked to other guests who have pointed this out, that under COVID-19, people who haven't traditionally been your online shoppers have turned to buying things online. Is this something, what are you going to watch for as we try to figure out if this is a habit that's going to stick, if we're going to see that new group of online shoppers keep shopping online?
I think we certainly are going to see a percent of them. Some of it will depend on whether the physical locations can make people feel safe when they come back. So I think, you know, we've seen grocery stores and the Targets and the Walmart come out and say they've, you know, 24 or 30% increases in food sales online. I think the deal is going to be there's a number of things. Some people have found the convenience and are going to love it and don't want to go back. Other people are going to be concerned about going into a crowded atmosphere. And I think, again, we're a ways from all of us feeling safe about that. So it's a bit of a mix there. But I also think we're going to see some creativity from these physical stores. Again, you know, how can I surprise you? How can I make that trip more? So if you are going grocery shopping, how do I make sure my deli makes you feel safe but also offers you something that'll surprise you, that'll convince you to get off the chair and not just order your cornflakes and your soup online.
So, Jerry, what are you watching for now as stores are reopening around the country to see if they're going to bounce back?
It's a little bit early. We're so early in it. But what I'm really watching for is the companies that are out there advertising, you know, we're safe, come back, see us. The companies that are taking really good care of their employees, this is really smart. You saw a lot of the hazard pay type things going on, because to lose them and then want to come back would be very difficult. So I think I'm just going to watch. For me, the biggest thing is the confidence of the consumer. It's always been about that, but now it's almost a redefinition of consumer confidence. Am I confident that you're safe for my health?
Jerry, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
I always appreciate the conversation, Rob. Thank you.
That's Jerry O'Brien, retail expert and executive director of the Kohl's Center for Retailing at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He joined us today to talk about JCPenney store closures, how they may affect shopping malls, and wider issues facing the retail industry.